Not gonna lie, so when I was younger, I would say, like, you know how we all go through this identity crisis type thing when we're younger?
That's good.
Yeah, kind of. Like, you don't want to be like these
friends, indie friends.
Oh, okay.
So
do wonders like AI anomalies.
For him, I know that, right? Saga, who was on,
rap on the same
top
beats. You're definitely more lyrical. So, like, you're not.
I actually knew a guy in Miami that he was going to the same
show. And I tweeted, like, last week that someday I'm going to have a song with him. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Hey, what up, everybody? This is Mitch Durrell, and this is the Mitch Durrell Show. This is season 2, episode 10, and today I got a homie of mine, special guest, Zay Hill. What's up, bro? How you doing?
Yes, sir, bro. I'm doing great, bro. Excited to be on here. Thank you for letting me hop on with you, bro.
Of course, man. Is it Zayford? Is it like Zay Twan? What's your name?
No, my real name is Isaiah, bro. Mama just, she wants to be weird and spell it with an X.
Gotcha.
So we ran with it.
Well, I'm glad to have you on here, man. So I was actually thinking, you were one of the first people I'm like knew of and like kind of connected with in Christian hip hop. Like, you were one of the first people I ever worked with. So what got you, actually, I'll do the first question I typically do. How did you find Christ in like the church? Were you born into it? Did you find it later in life? That type of thing.
Yeah. So like, I was born in church. My mama, she's a preacher, as well as like my uncle was one, bro. So I always grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. It's just, man, I strayed away for a minute at a very, very young age, man.
Really?
I lived in the rough side of Cleveland. And, man, we was up the street from, like, Anthony Sowell. He was, like, a mass murderer, bro. He was, like, houses down, and we walked by. So when the information came out about him, what he was doing, man, I said, screw it, bro. I'm about to go get involved with some gangs or some
right,
stuff just so that I can get protection.
He saved,
I strayed away. Most death. But I ran back to Christ. So I mean, shoot, that's how it all started. Like, I grew up in it. I always knew it. I was just ignorant.
Was there a certain moment that kind of made you go back? Or was it just, like, one day you were like, nah, man, like, I got to go back, you know?
It was moving down here to Alabama, from Cleveland to Alabama. Mm-hmm. It was just like, man, you know, you had to run back, man. Can't keep going off into the same things and falling after people that don't really care for you. They just want what you can do.
That's a fact.
Man, so that's how I really ran back, bro.
Definitely. So how did you get into music in general and hip hop specifically? Like, what was that? Was that something you were listening to it from a young age? You find it later? I found it way later in life.
Hello. Yeah, so I wasn't even, like, allowed to, like, I started off as a Seventh-day Adventist before I became.
Oh,
Adventist.
Really?
And, like, bro, we couldn't listen to no secular music. Huh. But for some reason, when we moved to Cleveland, man, like, I fell in love with Lil Wayne.
And yeah, same. Dude,
I guess
same.
I guess you could tell because the amount of features I do, bro, I try to be like Wayne, bro, like. Definitely, bro. Fell in love with Wayne, and then bro, I just fell in love with hip hop ever since. But Wayne was crazy. Everything.
So we got a similar story then, because I found it later. I wasn't allowed to listen to it, and then once I got to middle school, because I don't know what year you were born. I was born in '96.
I'm 97.
That's what. Okay, yeah. So you couldn't avoid Lil Wayne when we were in middle school, high school. Like, he ran the world. He was on everything. So I listened to the radio, and I was like, rap is amazing. Lil Wayne's like the best. He was like the only rapper I really listened to for a while. Like, him and all of YMCMB. Like, you know, Pandora, you can have stations named after like I had a Lil Wayne station, a Toonchi station, a Carter 2 station, a Carter 3 station. Like, I had no ceiling station. I listened to only Lil Wayne. I thought he was like amazing. And so he got me into hip hop too. What took you from being a fan of it to saying, yo, I want to like start making music myself?
Man, it's wild, bro, because, like, when I was out there banging, bro, like, the OGs used to, like, tell me, like, you can't get in trouble in school,
mm-hmm.
like, because stuff they was having me doing, bro, like, you can't get in trouble because I'll get you in trouble with us. So, like, they'll be hard on me about things. So I couldn't just, like, in middle school get to bumping with people, bro, like,
right,
if they
made
me mad. So it was the lunchroom table, bro. They started beating on the table, and that's how they roast. I said, shoot, I ain't allowed to fight, so might as well start trying to talk. And then, like, it literally happened. I freestyled for the first time. I was like, oh, crap, I flamed him, bro. And it robbed.
Yo, 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 it's your boy YJO with Enoch Flow Records, letting you know if you need beats, engineering, graphic design, website creation, Enoch Flow is the way to go. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Beats and engineering. All beats are produced by yours truly, exclusively with no leases. And I'll even throw engineering in there for you. Graphic design and website creation. Bring your next single, EP, or album artwork to life with DC Graphics, led by Damian Clinton, best graphic designer in the business. That's no cap. Get all these services and more only at Enoch Flow Records. Peace.
Blamed him, bro. And it robbed. Like, bro, it was crazy. The girl be crushing on in school. She was all hype, like, oh,
right.
And I made her smile too. Oh, snap. I'm in there.
Right.
I never thought it would have turned into this, bro.
Man, that's crazy. Really, no, it's crazy how, like, one moment can kind of turn into something bigger. So,
exactly.
Did you ever dabble with making, like, secular music, or was there, when you first started?
Of course.
Was it secular when you started?
Of course, man. I started off, it was a back and forth moment until I just said, you know, this is all God's day, mine. Mm-hmm. Bro, like, I started off doing secular music, and it was trash. Because I was recording with a laptop and I had a phone and I was recording like that. And then when I got down here, I was just rapping about anything. But I had like a little group that was popping off around the city and stuff. Nice. Of music. It was called Rose Gang. I don't know what we was on. That's why I got the rose in my head.
Oh, wow.
Man, it was popping off around the city. And the guy said, right, if you do this, I'll give you the world, but you won't have me. But if you give it up and do me, I'm going to give you everything that I could give you. So I chose Jesus. It was tough, bro, because I'm telling you, bro, the girls influenced a lot of what I was doing. When Rose Gang was up, it was no joke.
That's hilarious. So, like, how did you know about Christian hip hop already? Like, how did you learn it? Because I was really late to even knowing about, like, I knew who Lecrae was. That was, like, it until maybe, like, 2016. Like, I didn't know Christian hip hop was a thing. So, like, how did you find out about it, if that makes sense?
When I was slowly starting to get back into running to Christ, one of the youth ministers at the church I was attending at the time, she had asked me to rap at church, and I was like, you can rap about God? Like, that's the thing?
That's the thing?
I thought it wasn't. And then she said, yeah, and it was this other rapper coming in. His name was, like, Chico, bro. It was, he's still, like, cool to talk to every good moon, bro. But he was coming in. He said, yeah, bro, we're going to rap over the Eminem 25 The Life beat. And I was like, I never heard the song.
Right. So
I ran back home, grabbed my mom's laptop, and I typed in Eminem 25 The Life Christian rap something, bro. And for some reason, the first song that popped up wasn't even that. It was Lecrae, Don't Waste My Life.
Wow.
And I clicked on it, and I was like, they actually rapping about Jesus. And I remember running to my mom's room, telling everybody it was dope. And then next thing you know, I found Cannons, Eagles, yeah. And I was like, oh, snap. I put the whole team on it. From then on, I fell in love with Christian hip-hop, not even thinking about doing the genre. I just fell in love with what it was. Like, people actually rapping about God, and it was hard, bro.
Gotcha. So, nah, super dope. So, you kind of touched on it a second ago, but, like, you are definitely known for doing features and collabs. So, I don't know if it's possible to remember this, but do you remember the first feature you did, the first time someone was like, yo, can you be on a song of mine, or anything like close to that?
I can't count my family because I'd be cheating,
right?
But I think it was forever ago. What was this man's name? It was crazy because it was the first time I heard of Portia Love before she popped up. It was what was it? I think it was this dude named Church Boy Will.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to hop on the song, and I didn't know it would turn into this. That was the first one that I did in COJ, like, in general, bro.
You know what year that was?
Dang, bro. I think, like, 2015, 2016. I can't remember.
A minute ago. So,
yeah.
How do I explain this? So, like, did you ever make a conscious decision to be like, I want to be super accessible, I want to do as many features as God will allow me to do, like, I just want to work? Like, when is that just something that happened? Was it, like, your goal?
Nah, so intentionally it wasn't, because I wanted to do what everybody else does. I'm about to be marketable to myself, and you finna have to want me on your song. I'm gonna tell you no. That was my mindset until it happened to me, and God said, see, I told you not to be like that. You're about to shift a whole momentum, make a whole momentum shift in a genre. And I was like, man, God, I can't do that. No one knows who I am. I ain't gonna name the artist, but it was a live stream of an artist when I was first coming. It was like the first time Rapzilla ever posted me. I'm excited, you know, we all are. when Rapzilla first posted there. And when they first posted me on there, I'm excited. I felt confident. I was in somebody, a bigger artist live stream. And I was like, man, please let me get a chance on this song. Blah, blah, blah. And he said, I don't even know you. And then I was like, I just got posted on Rapzilla. I promise you, that means I'm good.
Right,
and
right.
Like, no, you're trash. Like, oh, no. He said, you're trash. And it's a Christian hip hop artist. Me and him have talked about it. We cool. We asked. I'm not putting the information out there. And he's a pretty big artist today. But he sat there and basically told me no. And I'm like, dang, bro. Like, because I didn't have clout, I can't get a feature from you. Even if I was willing to pay, you didn't want to work with me because I wasn't cool enough. And it, like, lit a fire inside of me. And on that night, I sat there and I ran to my mom because I was hurt, bro. Like, I'm like, dang, I thought, like, I saved up. Like, I asked some people that knew his price and everything. And it wasn't because of the talent. It was because I wasn't cool. And I sat there and I said, man, I'm never going to be that guy. And from that moment on, I'm like, I'm working with everybody. Mm-hmm. And, bro, that was at the time where I was doing features for like $10 just because I'm like, bro, I need some because I'm about to try my hardest to get my all on this. But, bro, like, I want to get on everybody's song. And before I knew it, it turned from one feature to 300. Right. And then from 300 to 500. To, I done went through three different computers and deleted files to save space, man. And that's how it is, bro.
It's crazy. No, like, I respect that a ton because, like, I got started in Christian hip hop probably around 2018, I guess. And I remember I had this song called Loving You. It was back when I did my, Dreadhead Lando Star Wars theme. And I thought you were dope because you did your Power Rangers theme project. But I was like, I think you were the first person I, like, paid to be on a song of mine that wasn't, like, a homie of mine. Cause I was like, I want like an auto-tune-y sounding thing, but I can't do that at all. So let me hit like this guy up because he does features. And I remember you were mad quick about it, and I was like, it's super dope. And I kind of started me wanting to collab with more people. So I definitely respect the wanting to be accessible. Not, you know, if someone wants to work with you, it kind of means something. You know, like someone seeks you out and says, I want you on my song. I feel like we should be less about like, oh, is this a great look for me? Or are you good enough? How many streams do you get? You know, like this person is willing to pay you to be on their art, you know? So I definitely respect you for that. And I definitely respect your work ethic because it's not like it takes 2 seconds to do a feature. Like you gotta write it, record it, save it, send it off, you know? Like, how do you have the time, I guess, to do these features?
The best way I can say, you know, basically, you know, we talk about Zeke bring the dry bones, like, bro. And the thing was, when he was in the valley, God said, do you believe I can bring these bones to life? He said, God, that's something only you know. And that's how I can say that, to relate. Only God knows, bro. It's only 24 hours in a day, and I can't explain to you how I do this, bro. Like, I don't go to sleep till like 5:30 in the morning sometimes. And then wake up at like 10. It is just the dedication, because I'm like, man, if somebody was willing to reach out to me, get me on a song, they want me to help them, bro. Because I'm not just like the average guy. I'm just not going to hop on your song and not help you.
Right.
Like, I'm going to use every outlet I possibly can to try to get a playlist, to try to call somebody to hop on, bro, or even pitch it out to certain people, bro. But yeah, man, it's a lot. And then on top of that, you know, playing piano, I'm now in the process of becoming a youth pastor. And like, it's just switching ministries, bro. It's a lot in now YouTube, bro. It's a lot, bro. I feel, man, only God knows, bro.
No, you definitely got one of the best work ethics. I remember it's funny too, because like people know this. Like my guy Dayton, I remember like half a year ago, he was like, "Yo, I think I got the most features in CA." And before he could even finish, people were like, "Nah, Zay Hill got the most. He got like 1,000 features." And Dayton's like, "I don't know, no, trust me, Zay has more features than you. Like, because you're known as that guy." I think it's a dope thing. So something I wrote is, and I added this last, I forgot about this, but you were almost not a Rapzilla freshman. And I remember how for me, that's like mind blowing that could have happened. So do you remember the year where you thought you were going to get it? I think that they made a new rule that year that you couldn't have a certain amount of projects, or it was a certain amount of streams or something that I remember you did. I don't remember what year this was. It might have been like 2018, 2019. How did you like feel then? And then now that you've actually made the list, is it like, are you glad? Is it something that it was a goal of yours? Did that make up for the disappointment?
Of course it was, man. So, like, the year that I felt like I was supposed to make it was the year Poetics made it. Because, you know, at the time, me and Poetics were doing everything together.
All right.
But the thing was, they had a rule basically saying, like, you know, so much work that you can do. And it was always one of the rules. But the coolest thing was, man, God used that same thing to encourage me. Because I didn't become spiteful. Mm-hmm. I didn't get mad about the list. I didn't even talk down on their list. I said, man, screw it. I'm just going to keep working. Excellent. Not even knowing that, you know, that year, I remember Radzilla's comment section, it was just a small group of people saying, man, Zay deserved his list. Yeah. Drop the rule. Then the next year it happened and I didn't make the list. Zay deserved to make it. Drop the rule. It got so bad that next year of so many people, they end up having to change the rule just for me. Like, that was the coolest thing ever, man. Like, I can't even explain the excitement. My cousin still has the video. We actually just use it for a vlog because that's story time, which is coincidentally cool.
Right, but,
man, where we sat there, and I remember me and him was sitting in a booth. We was working, bro. And then next thing you know, they dropped the list. I'm trying to check to see if one of my homies made it.
Right, right.
And like, I look and I see my face on the cover. I'm like, did they make a mistake? And then they said, if you're dope, you're dope. This list. And I'm like, what? I'm happy. Because I'm like, if you see yourself on the cover, you're guaranteed. Like, without, so I felt confident to know I'm in there. So I'm already celebrating.
Right.
And I remember the night that OB announced on that announced who the freshman was. It was weird because I actually dropped a tear because I'm like, dang, it wasn't the battle that I try to fight. And even if I felt I deserved it, my God knew the perfect timing to show somebody else that, man, there's people that's gonna fight on your behalf if you stay obedient to him. So it was dope to see that, bro. And I thank everybody.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? B Plus here. Thank you so much for checking out yet another recap countdown video. I have a great one prepared for you. As always, we're going to be taking a look at Mission's latest project entitled Less Is More. Now, Mission is a vet in this Christian hip-hop space. He's been around for quite a few years. I actually kind of categorize him more on the gospel rap side of things. But however you categorize him, one thing is for sure, he keeps getting better and better and better. If this is your first time checking out Mission's work, you're in for a treat. Now, if this is your first time checking out a recap countdown video, really quickly, here's how I run things. I give you my 5 favorite bars, my 4 favorite beats, my 3 favorite tracks, my 2 favorite features, and I run everything out with one final recap. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Make sure you hit the like button and subscribe to the channel, and let's get into this recap countdown.
5 bars.
Ain't no woman like the one I got. You know, if I had them packs on me, shit, spin that block. Okay. If I pass her the blick, shit, take that shot. But it says she prayed for me when the things got hot. Yeah, they were like, if I've been going hard, I probably should sleep. I know I just ate, but I still gotta eat. I pull up to the table, they had them a beat. I don't say what I'm planning, I'm moving discreet. I spray it with passion, I'm moving the streets. Y'all moving with snakes, y'all John Creese. I had to sit up and pray in the morning. Please do not hit me unless it's important. I'm in a rest and making a fortune. You got a spot on the team if you're fortunate. I let it come when it comes, you force it. I'm trying to walk out my faith that's enforcing. How many times I'ma say it ain't for me? Okay. Say he's still mad cause my mom made it bore me. Okay. He got a bag and taking care of his kids. I have to tell him he's just chasing what the stigma is. Threw some cash at his wife, he got her hair pins and her nail pin. Working together, they've been handling the business. This for the ones committing offenses. This for the victim, it's for the addicted. This for the dealers, this for the ones that thought they sins ain't fit forgiveness. This for the ones that's not mentioned. This for the poor, this for the rich. This for the ones that want to die, but we need you to keep on living. Now, Mission is one of those rappers that when he speaks, is really coming from a very real and genuine place. I really liked his line on Diamond, where he placed a very high importance of a praying wife in your life, and that goes for both spouses. That's a very important thing. Next up, I like his line on Generally Speaking 3. I like the John Creese Karate Kid reference there. That one really stood out to me. Okay, so next up, I really enjoyed the entire song I'm Back, but the particular line that I've chosen there, I really enjoyed it just because it talked about every area of life. I mean, we pray, we work hard, we dream big, but ultimately we leave it up to God, and it's in his hands for just how things kind of turn out, and we don't force anything. Okay, so the boss.
Thank everybody that was in them comment sections, because they don't know how much that made me feel.
Yeah, because I remember the narrative almost felt like it was like you outworked the list, you know, like it was you did well. And it's kind of like, what's the point in that? Like, you're like a household name, basically. Like, pretty much everyone in Christian hip-hop knows who you are. And I think that's like you had been on, I remember they even said this. I think Justin might have said this. Shout out to Justin. But I think he was like, oh, Zay doesn't need the list. He's like been on a Canon project, which is like, it's true. But it's also like, it's almost like, yeah, he's been on a Canon project. Like, that's another thing that why he should be on the list. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's a great story and a you know, definitely a story to tell, and there's a lesson in there. So, tough question. What would you say are some of the challenges of being an artist? Just like the stuff that comes with being an artist that people from the outside that aren't artists have no idea about, where it's just like, yo, this is like, sometimes I want to quit type stuff.
Yeah. Honestly, it's the ability to know how bad you want it. Mm-hmm. That's always been the hardest thing for me, because you get caught up in numbers, which no artist can say they don't, because you do with human. Yep. And you get caught up in the fear of something flopping. Mm-hmm. The best thing that I could ever say to any artist that had them type of mindsets is, bro, like, remember your why. Like, it had to go from a point for me of wanting to be the guy to saying I want to serve the guy.
Yeah.
Like, it had to get to a point of being like, man, I don't care if the next song I drop got 5,000 streams in 3 months. I know that within them 5,000 streams, somebody heard Christ. Like, I brought somebody back home. And in the midst of doing that, God blesses that, man. And it's tough, bro. And another thing is just obedience to hear God in the art, bro. Like, man, I can't tell you, I got an archive full of photos of songs that I just want to release. And God said, I know your problem. I'm like, God, this is a hit, cuz. Like, I'm arguing with him. He's like, no, you're not dropping it. Bro, I actually could do trap music. I could real life rap, bro. But he's like, nope, you're only dropping the auto tune stuff. Why, bro? Like, I'm tired. Like, Rich was over here and he was looking at some of my archives, bro, and we was like listening through. He's like, you got some bangers. Yep. Why you keep dropping the sad boy music? Well, he said it. He said it best. He said, bro, once you drop the edge, you ruined your archive. I said, bro, I know, bro.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, bro, that it's always a struggle of realizing how bad you want it. And if you want it that bad, bro, you gotta dedicate. I mean, late night, early mornings, bro. Get your sleep on days, bro. Take some rest. But if you know that there's work to be done, get it done. It's tough, but I'm making it a goal for me to be the evidence of hard work. That's what I want it to be. I want to be able to sit back 10, 15 years from now and be able to tell somebody, I only got to this point I am now because I worked so hard for what I wanted. Like, it's already happening, bro. I do this full time.
Yeah.
Like, I came up from the slums, bro. Like, the slums, bro. And it's to the point, this lifestyle that God has given me and the work that he gave me from doing this, it's been able to elevate the faith in my cousins and my siblings, my sister and my mom. And so I'm like, well, shoot, if they could do it, then I could do it. Now I see family members stepping out on faith. Like, I'm starting a business. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm starting a business. I see my own mother do it. Like, and then she was able to hire my sister on. And now I see one of my cousins, she's starting up a business. And now it's going to get to the point where she's going to hire other people on. Like, man, that's that faith, bro. And I'm grateful for it, bro. Like,
thanks, brother. That's crazy noble, bro. I respect you a ton, man, for real. Let's see. We're about at the end. But so positively, what's like your favorite thing about being an artist? Is it like, for me, it's kind of hard to answer that. Like, I love writing a ton. I love recording. I love release day is one of my favorite things. Like, I got a song dropping at midnight today. What's like the thing where you're like, this, I love this every time. This is my favorite thing.
My favorite thing about being an artist has got to be the fans, bro. And it's not even because they sing your songs. There's somebody that can relate to the music that I make, sometimes freestyling.
Yeah.
Like, The Edge was a freestyle, and I didn't expect what to happen with that freestyle. Like, and the craziest thing is, man, being so open to know that I am completely unashamed of the genre I am. I don't call myself a rapper. I am a Christian hip-hop artist, and I say that with the top of my lungs. So when people see me at an event, they just know to expect that I'm bringing God in a way that they could never expect it, bro. Like, pulling up to shows, bro. And, like, they think that it's a rap concert, then boom, I flip an altar call out of nowhere. Somebody said it before. If you see Zay bring the keyboard out, oh, he taking y'all to church. Like, it's wild, bro, but it's the most exciting thing, man. That's my favorite thing ever is the love that people get from hearing the music that I'm mainly freestyle or just, like, what I take lightly, they take at heart. Like, I've seen people come to me saying, like, they're bleeding because they're cutting themselves, and I was able to save them from stop cutting themselves. I've seen people whose mom and dad have been going through divorce, and the songs I wrote helped them get through it, or songs I made to save marriages or brought somebody from almost jumping off a bridge to running to Christ, man. That vulnerability of knowing that what I think could be little is something so much bigger. That's what I love, man.
That's a fact, bro. There was literally somebody not long ago who made a list of like the artists that helped them get through like the day, and it was like Linkin Park, NF, and like Mitch Darrell, and I'm like, that type of stuff is like,
yeah,
you can't think about, because it's like yo, I made this song in my living room on my, you know what I'm saying? My computer, wrote it in like 30 minutes, you know, just put it out, and it's helping somebody like get through life. And like I said, if it's even just one person, that's like a huge deal, because that's a soul.
Exactly.
Here's a question for you. Why are you so tall, but like people don't know that until they meet you in person? Like, so I knew your height already because I think somebody had mentioned it on Twitter, but then I met you in person recently at that Atlanta event, and it's like, you're even taller in person. Like, why are you so tall? Why did you play basketball, bro?
Bro, I don't know why I'm lanky, because my mom's not tall, my dad's not tall. It just came out of nowhere, bro. Like, I'm 6'5", bro.
Good.
And the case they was, bro, I gave up football to do this. Like, I actually was going to go play football at a couple of universities had offered me, man. I was going to Muskingum because I wanted to start off at a very small school. Mm-hmm. They basically told me I was starting, so I turned down like any other option of red shirt. Like, you saying I'm playing. Bro, and it was literally after my graduation, I sat there and I was like, I don't want to do it. I want to rap. And my mom, she was like, God told me to tell you to do that too. I was like, wait, he told you? So this is just me thinking it. All right, right. So I'm rapping. Bro, so that's the vibe, bro. So I don't know why I'm tall, but hey.
It's funny because people can't tell. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's something about you online that it doesn't scream. Like, I think I thought you were taller than me. I'm 5'8". But yeah. I didn't think you were 6'5". Like, can you dunk?
Man, yes, I can. I just, whenever I'm in a mood to, if I get a good stretch in, I can, bro.
That's funny, bro. Let's see. Question that I was hoping to not have to ask people anymore, but now I have to again. Well, technically, I got to ask it this way. I'm hoping the pandemic ends fully someday, but now, you know, starting back up again. But how has it affected you and like your process? Like, I know some people that used to go to, I don't know if you recorded a studio or at home, but I know some people recording got harder, shows, there was less shows, but for other people it was like gave them more time to do different things. So how has it affected you?
Man, it kept me in the house. I could tell you from the aspect of pandemic, it hurt me in a mental mind, in a mental state, but it also blessed me, because through the isolation, that's what I want to say, of having to stay inside, I found something greater. I was exposed to a lot of my flaws, which sucked. And then I was also exposed to a lot of people that was around me. And it actually, as it slowly stopped, and I don't know, I guess it's restarting again. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm more prepared for what I have to do, because I've learned so much through it. But I mean, music-wise, man, I record in the crib, bro. I wasn't really going out doing shows. Like, I'm just now starting to do it tonight. Like, I do church shows, bro.
Right.
I pull up to church events, and because my music is a worship vibe, for real, though. But, yeah, so, I mean, it didn't really do too much to me, but it did expose a lot of my weaknesses and had me go deeper in the Word to figure out what I got to do to fix it, though.
Very dope. I definitely think it's been a blessing and a curse in a lot of different ways, but I know some good has come out of it for a lot of people. So do you have any, I know you're always working on music. Do you have anything specific you're working on? You got anything coming soon that you're planning?
So I'm working on an album right now.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and I'm working on it because I don't know, bro. I went through this season of like pain, and God said, all right, I took you through it so you could do this. I'm like, you ain't had to talk about it. Like, you gotta make me feel this pain and suffering for you. But the album is talking about, you know, worshiping even when it hurts, or like fighting through it even when it's worse, man. Mm-hmm. And it's been the best thing ever, bro. It's going to be another album with crap load of features, because why not? It's
me. Yeah,
so it's pretty dope, but that's what I'm excited about. So right now, I think these next few songs, I don't know if they're going to be on the album or not, but I'm just emptying the clip. So it's pretty dope, man. I'm excited for it. It's some of the best work I had. I wish I could say about a lot of trap music on it, but it's talking about when it hurts. So be ready for the sad boy music. Be ready to cry. Be ready to get very emotional. Be ready to go to church. And then we might turn up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be one of them takes, man. It's crazy, because I want to make the album for people, but God's saying, no, I want you to expose your flaws, expose your wrongs. So I hate getting personal with God.
It's necessary.
Yeah, it's right, because hey, through this music, through me, somebody's going to find him, so I got to.
Amen, bro. So tell the people, if they don't already know, where they can find your music, find you to book you for shows, find you on social media, get in touch with you, any of that?
Most definitely. My DM's always open. I don't believe in having no requests. So if you DM me, I'm going to see you. When I see you, I don't know, but I'm going to see you. Email zayhill18@gmail.com. Y'all hit that mug. Talk to me about anything. And I don't care who you are. You can't beat me in Madden. So that the PS5 okay. Always ready for that.
Let's see.
PS5 always open for that. The YouTube finna come back up, I think this week. Yeah, or one of these days I shot the video. It's just my... But so, I mean, yeah, bro, like, I'm always open. 13XAYHIL, man, and listen to everything. I'm telling you now, you get on my Spotify, you're going to hear a lot of my songs and like 50 million features, because that's who I am. So, that's the greatest thing, bro.
Well, dope, bro. Yes, thanks for taking the time out, bro. And I always got to end every show thanking Daryl from Bookkeeper for giving me the show. We're on, like, I think this might be the last episode of season 2. I don't know. But we're on, like, episode 20-something. It's been a year since I started the show, and like the guests keep getting better, and I keep learning about a lot of artists and making friends. So I appreciate you being on. Shout out Daryl for letting me talk for an hour every couple of weeks. And thanks y'all who watch and tune in next time. Peace.
Not gonna lie. So when I was younger, I would say like, you know how we all go through this identity crisis type thing when we're younger.
That's good.
Yeah, kind of. Like you don't want to be like
friends, indie friends.
Oh, okay.
So
do wonders like AI anomalies.
I know that, right? Saga, who was on,
rap on the same
top.
Beats. You're definitely more lyrical. So like you're not.
I actually knew a guy in Miami that he was going to the same.
And I tweeted like last week that someday I'm gonna have a song with him. I don't know how it's gonna happen, but it's gonna happen.